This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's been a minute since Sam Sanders left the pop culture podcast and program of that name he created for NPR back in 2017. It airs on many, if not all, of the same stations that air our program. As the saying goes, check your local listings for date and time. After a few months with guest hosts, Brittany Luce is taking the driver's seat, starting with this week's program. That'll be available online this Friday. Brittany's not an unfamiliar voice if you're a regular NPR listener. She's made frequent appearances on the Pop Culture Happy Hour, and she's appeared on plenty of other NPR programs, including, yes, It's Been a Minute. Outside of the world of public radio, Brittany's hosted plenty of podcasts, including The Nod and Sampler, to name a few. Here's a clip from her current effort, which she co-hosts with Eric Eddings.
I, as you know, Eric, cannot help but be myself.
I've tried.
I mean, would but I would. I know you tried. Many others have tried also and failed. And so I will, like, obviously still be myself on NPR, but it's never going to be quite the same, you know what I'm saying, as this show and the work that we've done together.
Yes.
Having the rapport with a friend.
Special.
Brittany's also written for Harper's Bazaar and Vulture. Last week, Brittany sat down with us to talk about what she's bringing to the table and where she wants to take It's Been a Minute. Since this is on tape, we're not taking calls, but as always, we love hearing from you. Get in touch at talk@21stshow.org. That's T-A-L-K at 21stshow.org. And of course, you can always tweet us in real time at 21st Show, at 21st Show. Okay, here now is my conversation with Brittany Luce. Welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks so much for making the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So how do you feel stepping into this new role?
I'm really, really excited. This is my first time working for NPR or an NPR station after working in audio for the past 8 years. So it's really a big achievement to be able to join such an established and storied organization. Like I keep saying, like, I listen to NPR like, to get my news and to get my commentary, to stay up on what's going on. And it's really exciting that so many of these people that I've relied on to stay informed and aware of what's going on around me are now my colleagues and coworkers.
I had that same experience myself. You listen to NPR. Now you're going to be on NPR. It's kind of
so
weird.
So wild, yeah.
all right. So you've covered a range of topics in your work in the past, from reality TV to, on the more serious side, history of Black people passing for white in literature and movies. I love that range. And I think you've mentioned connecting the dots between culture and current events in your work. Talk more about that and how you want to bring that to It's Been a Minute.
Thank you so much for asking that. Yeah, I have hosted two mainly, I guess, like one and then another one and then a reboot of the first one. But I've hosted two different Black culture podcasts for most of the last 8 years. One of them is still running. It's called For Colored Nerds. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. I learned, though, in that time that it's really difficult to talk about Black culture without talking about how race works in society. That connects you, and that can connect you to so many topics, like from food to, as you mentioned, reality TV to, you know, social history of passing. And you can't help but also touch on politics, news, and current events. Working in Black culture, covering Black culture for so long, has really made it clear to me just how impossible it is to extricate just to separate news from current events, from politics, from pop culture. They are all connected. Like, culture doesn't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't come from nowhere. And it's a reflection of, you know, our society and our values. And so I think when sometimes pop culture or culture conversations get a flat read, or people will assume that, you know, if you look at them a little bit more deeply than the average, I guess, pop culture conversation, beyond like, this was good, this was bad, I enjoyed it, no, I didn't. Sometimes people think you could be overthinking it, but I think that.
Well, you can't stop thinking about it, right?
No,
you can't stop thinking
about
the news.
I literally can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, you're taking over from Sam Sanders and a series of guest hosts, but talk about his legacy. How much are you thinking about that? How much are you saying, you know what, that's the past, this is going to be a new thing?
Well, I mean, I am so grateful to be following in Sam's footsteps and taking the show on. And I'm grateful for the foundation and the legacy that he built with the show over the past 5 years. I mean, It's Been a Minute has one of the most like diverse, responsive, intelligent, thoughtful audiences, I think, listening audiences, I think that's out there. And so I'm really, and that to me stands as a testament to the work of Sam and the work of the It's Been a Minute team over the years. So I'm really, really excited to be jumping into this role. But I mean, Sam and I are two different people. You know, it would be impossible for me to replicate anything that he's done. I can only do what I know how to do. So I'm excited to bring, you know, some of my own unique flavor to the show. Being a Midwesterner, for instance, I have family in Illinois, in the Chicago area, more than a bit of family. So yeah, I'm excited to bring sort of like my Midwest HBCU grad, film nerd coming from, you know, Black culture coverage for almost a decade. I'm really excited to bring all of those experiences into the new role. So it's guaranteed to be something a little different, but it's also building upon a legacy that I'm so grateful to have inherited.
All right. Sometimes in these conversations, I know on It's Been a Minute, there are like little games and things like that. I like to play a game that I shamelessly or somewhat shamefully stole from another podcast host called Underrated or Overrated, where I'm gonna throw an idea out there and you just say okay. Underrated or overrated, maybe a little bit of why. Number one, reboots of old movies and TV shows. Underrated or overrated?
Overrated. Why? I think that there's too many. And there's this famous, or maybe not so famous, John Waters quote where he's like, why do people keep remaking like The Wizard of Oz? Like people need to stop remaking good movies and TV shows and they need to remake the bad ones. And so that's one thing. I think if people decided to take like every golden Razzie, you know, like the awards they give out for being like the worst film or whatever. Yeah. I think if somebody decided to comb through the Razzie winners and remake those, I think there could be some gold if we're going to do remakes. But I mostly prefer original stories when I can get them.
Finding love on reality TV, underrated or overrated?
I feel like if you can genuinely find love, I think it's underrated.
Can you genuinely find love on reality TV?
I think the assumption is that you can't genuinely find love in reality TV. So if you actually do, and there are some people, Trista and Ryan, still together. Greg and I think Deanna, I think might have been her name, from I think season 9 or 11 or something like that, from Married at First Sight, one of my favorite shows, still together. And so for me, I think if you genuinely find love on reality TV, then it's underrated.
All right. Well, I like that. That's a very optimistic take on it. The game Wordle.
Oh my God. Underrated. I am in a Wordle group chat. We literally share our Wordle scores every morning. I finally taught my mom how to play 2 weeks ago. I cannot let Wordle go. I wish there could be 5 Wordles a day. I would do all of them. I love Quirtle.
I was going to ask if you've done Quirtle or Worldle is another one.
Ooh, I haven't done Worldle.
Yeah, it's a geography thing that gives you a shape of a country. Ooh. It's tricky.
That sounds fun.
You got to use a map. Beyonce's latest album.
Underrated.
Underrated. I think I see a theme here.
Whatever conversation about Renaissance, there hasn't been enough. And also it's underrated because she's underrated. She's not underrated, but she's underrating me by not releasing the visuals. I'm losing my mind. So until the vision, I think, and maybe if the visuals are out, I'd be like, you know, maybe it is overrated. We're at full saturation point. Absolutely not. There's not enough Renaissance discourse for my taste. So underrated.
All right. Wow. That's saying a lot. There is a lot. Okay. all right. On a more serious note, you mentioned, you know, we talked about Sam Sanders earlier. You're going to NPR after a number of Black and Latina hosts have left to go to for-profit outlets saying they felt constrained or maybe under-supported in doing the kind of journalism they want to do. Mm-hmm. How did you think about that? What are your expectations going in?
Well, I mean, my expectations are informed by I guess, you know, other people's experiences as much as they can be. But I'm really excited about this opportunity. This is exactly the kind of show that I was looking to get into next. I will never doubt anybody else's experiences with a specific organization because I've had experiences of my own working at for-profit organizations, and sort of hitting up against, you know, some similar complaints or constraints. I think that for me, taking this job at this time, working on this show, it's the right thing to do. And I am excited to see what happens next. And also I'll say that, like, you know, some people shared some of their own opinions and some people shared, you know, experiences that they had had. Other people, I mean, I'll say the other thing, I know a lot of these people, they're my friends and colleagues. And so I support them and their journeys. I'm so excited to hear what they make next. I've been enjoying listening to Sam's show. I've been enjoying listening to Noel King's show. I'm enjoying whatever anybody wants to move on to do. But yeah, I mean, in the end, this show at this time with this audience and this team is the right move for me. And so I'm excited to, you know, see what I can do with the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question. We're almost out of time. I know you're probably doing 4,000 interviews today, but broadly speaking, what do you hope people take away from It's Been a Minute?
That's something I've been thinking about a lot. A term that I've been thinking about in response to that is I like for people to feel satisfied. Like, not that we can provide every answer or I'm not going to be learning right alongside the audience. A lot of their curiosities and questions about the world and pop culture are my curiosities and questions about the world and pop culture. And yeah. And so I hope that, though, whether someone's coming from a specific topic that we're covering from a place of like they, you know everything about it, but they're looking for deeper analysis, or someone's coming to some of our conversations for the first time, like hearing about a song or an actor or a political movement for the first time. I want all of our listeners across the board to feel like when they finish an episode of Been a Minute, they've been informed, entertained, if that's appropriate. And also that they've gotten some deeper question answered, or at least they've gotten some deeper question to maybe somehow plunge even deeper. And that some little bit of their curiosity itch has been scratched. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for whenever I'm listening to or reading or watching something. It doesn't have to answer every question, but it does kind of have to scratch that itch of deeper knowledge or deeper analysis that I'm looking for. So that's what I hope our listeners get.
I love it. Brittany Luce, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and best of luck with the new show. I can't wait till it shows up in my podcast feed.
Thank you so much.
The new It's Been a Minute with Brittany Luce debuts this weekend on many NPR stations. It's also going online Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. And that is all the time for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, we're turning to politics. There is a big gubernatorial debate tomorrow evening between Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and Republican nominee State Senator Darren Bailey. By the way, you can check out our interview with Governor Pritzker. We broadcast that on Monday. It's currently up on our website at 21stshow.org. Tomorrow we'll be previewing the big governor's debate with longtime political reporter Amanda Vinicky of the PBS station in Chicago, WTTW, as well as Brendan Moore, who reports for Lee Enterprises newspapers, which has papers across Illinois. We're also going to be talking about the Workers' Rights Amendment. This is a constitutional amendment that all of us who will be voting in this year's election will have to go yay or nay on. That's all coming up tomorrow on the 21st show. Before we go, I want to suggest joining our texting group. We put out a question for today's show about sex ed in Illinois. We ask questions like that of our listeners and use their responses to inform our coverage and often share your thoughts on air. You can join by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. You can also find us. We're pretty active over on Twitter at 21st Show, at 21st Show. All those links, every other way to contact us, email, voicemail, social media. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. We've got all of our past programs there, and you can find us most of the places you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search for The 21st, The21ST. The 21st Show is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.